Hi, this is Suzanne and Emily, and we'd like to introduce you to the Whispering Gallery podcast. The Whispering Gallery brings you the spooky tales of haunted and supernatural art. Have you ever wondered about spooky art history or glittering, elegant galleries and expertly curated museums that may be haunted or experiencing something supernatural?
The art world is a pretty mysterious place, so we hope you'll join us as we dig into the beautiful, strange, and difficult to explain. We're not history scholars, but artists with a fascination for the unexplained in the art world. Let us take you on a guided tour of the Whispering Gallery. Going to tell you the story of a vibrant deep blue diamond that is followed by a powerful curse. As Dolly Parton said, it's hard to be a diamond in a rhinestone world.
Just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on a weary shore. I'm just a woman, but only human, one you should be sorry for. Got up this morning, along about dawn, without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if he climbed with your man done fell through.
Within the walls of a museum in Washington, D.C., this is not just any museum, but the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. There is a 45.52-carat deep blue sparkling diamond that is said to be cursed. The Radiant Gemstone is part of the National Gem and Mineral Collection. Its name, the Hope Diamond. It is believed that it was found at the Kolar mine in India. The miners worked in a pit, and conditions for them were poor. There were dangerous, deadly cave-ins, and they were only paid in food. The mine consisted of gravel clay pits and was located along the bank of the River Krishna. The wives and children of the miners worked outside of the pit along the river. From these poor conditions, the diamond was purchased by Jean-Baptiste Tarviner, who took it to France, where he sold it to the king in 1668. There are tales from Alexander the Great, Sinbad, and Marco Polo about where the diamonds were found and how they were gathered.
The following is taken from the travels of Marco Polo, found among the e-books at the University of Adelaide, Australia. Chapter 19, Concerning the Kingdom of Mutvili. Now among these mountains there are certain great and deep valleys, to the bottom of which there is no access. Wherefore the men who go in search of the diamonds take with them pieces of flesh as lean as they can get, and these they cast into the bottom of a valley. Now there are numbers of white eagles that haunt those mountains and feed upon the serpents. When the eagles see the meat thrown down, they pounce upon it and carry it up to some rocky hilltop where they begin to rend it. But there are men on the watch, and as soon as they see that the eagles have settled, they raise a loud shouting to drive them away. And when the eagles are thus frightened away, the men recover the pieces of meat and find them full of diamonds, which have stuck to the meat down in the bottom. For the abundance of diamonds down there in the depths of the valleys is astonishing. But nobody can get down, and if one could, it would be only to be incontinently devoured by the serpents which are so rife there.
If we mispronounce anything, please bear with us. We're artists, not scholars. And if you have the correct way of saying something, please shoot us an email or DM us on Instagram. Stay with us after the podcast to hear the entire chapter. For now, let's get started and dig into the mystery. Learn more about diamonds, what other names the Hope Diamond has gone by, and what is the mysterious curse that is said to follow this deep, sparkling blue diamond.
As blue as the sky, blue. You're all wondering why to be teasing it, I'm telling you. No one feels like I do. Boo, 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 boo. Eat bread with my man, don't fall through.
So what are diamonds? In looking at the curse of the Hope Diamond, we wanted to understand more about diamonds to begin with. What are they? They're clear, hard enough to write on glass with.
Diamonds have never had a big impact in our lives. We've always been more of the alternative gemstone type. So when we started looking into researching the Hope Diamond, it was a little bit of a learning curve for us.
There was the diamond I received my engagement ring, which was more traditional, and Emily chose an alternative gem. So, you know, there's a little bit of a change in culture through time periods in that as far as what gem somebody would like in their engagement ring and why a gem needs to be on an engagement ring even, which goes back to Roman times. The Geological Institute of America writes, "Diamond is the only gem made of a single element. It is typically about 99.95% carbon. The way a mineral forms helps determine its identity. Diamond forms under high temperature and pressure conditions that exist only within a specific depth range, about 100 miles beneath the Earth's surface. Diamond's crystal structure is isometric, which means the carbon atoms are bonded in essentially the same way in all directions. But a diamond is so hard that you can only scratch it with another diamond." So, in speaking of that, this summer when you're having a charcoal barbecue, you can ponder that charcoal, you know, came out of carbon instead of turning into a diamond. So
yeah, it's like essentially made up of the same things, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. Other questions that came up included, what is a carat, actually? We all hear about it, you know, how many colors of diamonds are there as well? So De Beers, whose history goes back to 1888, covers this with the four C's of diamond. I've heard both that De Beers created this and that the standards were created by the Gemological Institute of America in the 1940s, titled The Four C's in the International Diamond Grading System, which is trademarked. The following comes from the De Beers four C's.
I can go ahead with this if you want.
Sure.
All right, so the first of the four C's is cut. A diamond's brilliance is largely determined by its cut. An expertly cut diamond with perfectly symmetrical and aligned facets will reflect light beautifully, leading to unrivaled brilliance. Clarity. Diamonds are created by tremendous heat and pressure deep within the earth. This thoroughly organic process means that virtually all diamonds contain internal inclusions and surface blemishes. Diamonds with few of these characteristics are deemed to have a higher clarity, ranging from FL, or flawless, to I, signaling a number of inclusions. Color. White or colorless diamonds exist on a scale of many different shades, ranging from brilliant white to pale yellow. And carat. In the ancient world, carob seeds were used as a reference for the weight of individual diamonds. Today, this historic practice has led to the word carat, which is now the contemporary measure of weight for all diamonds. Precise measurements are taken to the 100th decimal place to ensure complete accuracy. A metric carat is defined as 200 milligrams.
If you're like us, you may wonder where diamonds come from. They're brought to the surface by magma, where the rock cools, and the diamond is later released as the Rock of Rhodes, as was the case with the Hope Diamond that was found in India. Diamonds in general have been mined mainly in India, Brazil, Africa, and Russia. If you want to see something pretty impressive, check out our Instagram account at Whispering Gallery Podcast for a photo of the Kimberley Diamond Mine. It's no longer being mined or in use as a mine, but the Big Hole, as it's called, is now filling as a lake.
I just can't believe how pretty that was. It was like, it looked like almost like Lake Tahoe. It was so brilliantly blue.
Yeah, and I was wondering about, like, if you were to fall in that thing, how are you going to get back out?
Unless you have ropes
or a
ladder. It was so steep.
Just all around, it's straight up.
Yeah, like sheer cliffs.
The Kimberley Mine, I had read about once the pit no longer was in use, they started mining the Kimberlite just like a traditional mine underground. And so that was continued that way. On to the colors for a minute. Besides the clear or colorless diamonds that we are all probably the most familiar with, there are colored diamonds that are called fancy diamonds, which I just love. That's just
that seems like such a 1950s thing. Like, yep. Just like, oh, I have a fancy diamond.
I'll wear my fancy diamonds to tea. So, diamonds naturally occur in brown, red, pink, blues, greens, white, and yellow, mainly. And blue in particular ranges from grays to that deep blue like the Hope Diamond. The blue diamonds are caused by impurities of boron. The deeper the blue, the more boron is in the diamond. There are also lab diamonds, which are becoming more popular. They say you can't tell the difference between a lab diamond and a natural diamond. There's a great podcast episode on how lab diamonds are created over at the Wall Street Journal's The Future of Everything. I'll make sure to add the link on the post for this show.
Okay, so a little bit of a side note on how diamonds are cut. So after a little tiny bit of research, we discovered that diamonds are cleaved or sawed. And this is a little excerpt from Wikipedia. So cleaving is the separation of a piece of diamond rough into separate pieces to be finished as separate gems. Sawing is the use of a diamond saw or laser to cut the diamond rough into separate pieces.
We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Make good decisions and take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, did you stay with us? If so, that's great. Now we will read from The Travels of Marco Polo, written by Marco Polo, chapter 19, concerning the kingdom of Mutfili. When you leave Mabar and go about 1,000 miles in a northerly direction, you come to the kingdom of Mutfili. This was formerly under the rule of a king, and since his death some 40 years past, it has been under his queen, a lady of much discretion, who for the great love she bore him never would marry another husband. And I can assure you that during all that space of 40 years, she had administered her realm as well as ever her husband did, or better. And as she was a lover of justice, of equity, and of peace, she was more beloved by those of her kingdom than ever was lady or lord of theirs before. The people are idolaters and are tributary to nobody. They live on flesh and rice and milk. It is in this kingdom that diamonds are got, and I will tell you how. There are certain lofty mountains in those parts, and when the winter rains fall, which are very heavy, the waters come roaring down the mountains in great torrents. When the rains are over, the waters from the mountains have ceased to flow. They search the beds of the torrents and find plenty of diamonds. In summer also there are plenty to be found in the mountains, but the heat of the sun is so great that it is scarcely possible to go thither, nor is there then a drop of water to be found. Moreover, in those mountains great serpents are rife to a marvelous degree, besides other vermin, and this owing to the great heat. The serpents are also the most venomous in existence, insomuch that any one going to that region runs fearful peril, for many have been destroyed by these evil reptiles. Now among these mountains there are certain great and deep valleys, to the bottom of which there is no access. Wherefore the men who go in search of the diamonds take with them pieces of flesh, as lean as they can get, and these they cast into the bottom of a valley. Now there are numbers of white eagles that haunt those mountains and feed upon the serpents. When the eagles see the meat thrown down, they pounce upon it and carry it up to some rocky hilltop where they begin to rend it. But there are men on the watch, and as soon as they see that the eagles have settled, they raise a loud shouting to drive them away. And when the eagles are thus frightened away, the men recover the pieces of meat and find them full of diamonds, which have stuck to the meat down in the bottom. For the abundance of diamonds down there in the depths of the valleys is astonishing, that nobody can get down, and if one could, it would be only to be incontinently devoured by the serpents which are so rife there. There is also another way of getting the diamonds. The people go to the nests of those white eagles, of which there are many, and in their droppings they find plenty of diamonds, which the birds have swallowed in devouring the meat that was cast into the valleys. And when the eagles themselves are taken, diamonds are found in their stomachs. So now, I have told you three different ways in which these stones are found. No other country but this kingdom of Utfili produces them. But there they are found both abundantly and of large size. Those that are brought to our part of the world are only the refuse, as it were, of the finer and larger stones. For the flower of the diamonds and other large gems, as well as the largest pearls, are all carried to the great Khan and other kings and princes of those regions. In truth, they possess all the great treasures of the world. In this kingdom also are made the best and most delicate buckrams, and those of highest price. In sooth, they look like tissue of spider's web. There is no king nor queen in the world but might be glad to wear them. The people have also the largest sheep in the world, and great abundance of all the necessaries of life. There is now no more to say, so I will next tell you about a province called Lar, from which the Abraimon come. Thanks for joining us again. You can find our reference links on the blog. We'll see you next time.
A woman, a lonely woman, waiting on a weary shore. I'm just a woman, but only human, one you should be sorry for. Got up this morning, along about dawn, without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? My blue, ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each time with your man done fell through. Was a time. Is on. but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Thought it was I gay till today. Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? He's in Chicago. He's in Chicago, and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to get to see my honey. I am, indeed I am, with a blues in my heart. How my shoes want to stop, but I'm in a jam. As blue as the sky, blue. You're wondering why to be tears in his eyes, telling you. No one feels like I do. Boo, 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 boo. Each friend with my man done fell through. Was a time. Only one, but now I'm a sad and lonely one. Lord, was I gay? Oh, Lord, was I gay? Till today that man went away. Now he's gone.